This is Montana Public Radio, and good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Senator John Tester of Montana will escort Pope Francis into tomorrow's joint session of Congress. The Billings Gazette reports Tester was chosen as one of 18 Democrats to walk with the Pope and 18 Republicans. Tester is not Catholic. He was chosen as one of the escorts by Senate Democratic leadership. Montana Public Service Commission Chairman Brad Johnson says he'll run for governor in the 2016 election. The East Helena Republican tells the Associated Press he'll seek to unseat incumbent Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Johnson served as Montana Secretary of State from 2005 to 2009. Convicted murderer Dale Wayne Eaton is set to appear today before a state judge in Casper, Wyoming. Prosecutors are asking the judge to require Eaton undergo an evaluation at the state hospital in Evanston to see if he's competent to face a new death penalty hearing. A federal judge last year overturned Eaton's original death sentence in the 1988 murder of Lisa Kimmel of Billings, ruling he did not receive an adequate defense. A survey shows the percentage of Montana high school students who smoke, drink, and use drugs continues to decrease while time in front of computer screens and obesity rates are increasing. The 2015 Youth Risk Behavior Survey found that 13.1% of students smoked within the past month, down from 30.7% in 1993. The proportion of overweight and obese students increased. Montana Governor Steve Bullock joined the governors of Wyoming and Colorado in Denver yesterday for the announcement that the greater sage grouse will not be placed on the endangered species list. That news came from U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. She says the plan to protect the greater sage grouse is the largest, most complex land conservation effort in the United States. Governor Bullock praised the compromise.
Everyone gave a little bit, and no one got everything they wanted. But we all recognized that it was in everyone's best interest to ensure continued safe management of this iconic bird.
Most sage-grouse habitat in Montana is on private property, but Bullock and other Montana elected officials are critical of new conservation plans announced for about 9 million acres of federal lands in the state. He criticizes the federal land plans as being more restrictive than the state's own sage-grouse conservation plan. Bullock spokesman Mike Wessler says state officials will pressure the Department of Interior to adjust its plans to make them more consistent with Montana's. For more on the sage-grouse decision's impact here in Montana, visit our website, mtpr.org. The Northern Cheyenne Tribal Council has voted against the proposed Tongue River Railroad, saying the $403 million project would harm the reservation's cultural sites and resources. The council voted unanimously Monday for the Surface Transportation Board to take no action on the railroad, which would stretch from Colstrip to Ashland and open southeast Montana to large-scale coal mining in Asia. The council announced in July that it would further investigate the impacts of the railroad on sacred sites. BNSF Railway has said that any cultural sites identified would be protected. According to the council's resolution, the reservation would be negatively impacted and a strain would be placed on resources if the proposal were to move forward. Comment on an environmental impact report by the Transportation Board expires today. Montana State University has placed a fraternity on interim suspension and warned students against attending parties in an area southwest of campus while school officials investigate reports that partygoers were assaulted and drinks may have been spiked. MSU Dean of Students Matt Cares and the Hawks Ridge Condominium Development, which is known as The Block to students, has been the site of many parties since the start of the semester. The university is investigating allegations that some drinks were drugged, two men were struck in the head and needed medical attention, and underage drinking was allowed. The school suspended the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity during the investigation. The SAE fraternity house is not in the Hawks Ridge complex, but several fraternity members are believed to have hosted some of the parties. A former high school girls basketball coach who pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting one of his players has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports District Judge John Brown sentenced 23-year-old Kyle Cocott yesterday to 25 years with 10 suspended. He ordered Cocott to pay nearly $3,000 in restitution and complete sexual offender treatment. He was arrested in August of last year, then charged with two counts of sexual intercourse without consent. He posted bond but was returned to jail in February of this year after violating the conditions of his release by contacting one of his accusers and talking to witnesses. He pleaded guilty to the reduced charge in May. Cocott was the girls' basketball coach at Lone Peak High during the 2013-2014 season. Beaverhead County officials are searching for a 53-year-old Kalispell man who did not return from a bow hunting trip near Wisdom. Robert Carter Jr. had been expected to return Sunday night. However, his wife called the sheriff's office on Saturday because he had not contacted her by cell phone or Facebook since Wednesday night. Beaverhead search and rescue crews found Carter's campsite west of the Big Hole Battlefield National Park. They found his pickup about 5 miles north of his campsite, and other hunters said he had left there on foot Thursday morning. Air and ground searches Sunday and Monday turned up no other sign of Carter. He's a white man, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and weighs about 185 pounds. He has gray blonde hair and was wearing camouflaged gear. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.